Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's the Dakota Show, starring the King of Comedy, me, Dakota. So, hope everybody's had a great week. My work week is over now, so yay me. I'm off the next couple of days. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to write some new jokes for you guys out there to enjoy. And I'll maybe do another show. Who knows? Depends on how I'm feeling the next couple of days. But, yes, once again, it is just me this week. But I do have some updates. Shane came in third in his bullfighting championship tournament. He wrote saying he will be back soon, that this whole fighting bulls thing got him wondering what other animals he can fight. So he's going to Australia to compete in an underground kangaroo fighting tournament. Shane ended the text with, "I'm going to bring the thunder to Down Under." So I don't really know what he means by that, but maybe we'll find out soon, guys. And Lacey, she's still in Canada chilling with her new boyfriend, the Gigolo. And I did get a name for this week, guys. His name is Todd. That's right, Todd the Rod. His Gigolo rates are up on Lacey's personal OnlyFans site. You can buy her panties and spend an hour with the Rod. I think they even have, like, some package deals and shit, so go check that out, guys. With all that being said, let's get into the show. This whole vaccine thing, I'm still not getting vaccinated. I don't care what anybody tells me. I'm not doing it. I'm a rebel. Fuck off. But if you do get vaccinated, you know, that's good. Do you, man. Like, I ain't sitting there trying to push my beliefs on other people. So if you get vaccinated, you're not going to hear me be like, "Oh, you're stupid. You got vaccinated." If it helps you feel better to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. Me personally, I feel better not being vaccinated. So that's, I'm going to do me. So there you guys go. We'll stay in each other's lanes and we just won't cross paths, you know, whatever, man. 6 feet away and all that nonsense. I'm still good with all that. I'll wear my mask. I'll cough on each other. I don't care. But with all that being said, though, I think this law that they're trying to pass, that anybody that works in, like, a healthcare services or, like, a hospital or just anybody in, like, healthcare or anything of that nature, that we have to be vaccinated or we can't work. And right now it's hard to get anybody to work, period. So why are you trying to eliminate the people that are wanting to work, like me? I didn't try to go draw unemployment and all this. I went to work every damn day during this whole fucking pandemic. I mean, I haven't had Corona back in freaking November from it all. So, I mean, I understand it all firsthand, you know. But then you got the president's like, "Yo, if you don't get vaccinated, you can't work." And all these people that are just already drawing unemployment, I guess I'm just going to be another casualty of that, I guess. So that's whatever. But another thing is, if, say, I'm not there to help feed these people, and if my other coworkers that aren't getting vaccinated aren't there to help feed these people, who's going to feed these people? Because it ain't like the president's going to step in and feed them. Like, he's going to get his hands dirty on anything. I mean, the dude's not too bright to begin with. But anyways, that's just my honest opinions on that shit. Sorry, that's a whole different discussion for a whole different episode, guys. But, yeah, hashtag fuck the president, hashtag fuck the vaccine, and hashtag fuck Denmark. Yeah, you thought we were going to leave you out, Denmark? Never. Anyways, like I said, this is going to be a short episode. I've been keeping them short and sweet lately, guys. And I think you guys are enjoying that a lot better, because the last episode I did, I think, was like 9 minutes long, and I had a lot of listeners on that. So thank you guys, you know, for tuning in to hear me mumble on. But, I do know why you guys all come to listen to this show. It ain't for me mumbling on. It's for the ads. So let's get into the ads of the week, guys. So I want my MTV. Call your cable dealers now and tell them you want your MTV. Marijuana television. Watch shows like Chong's Bong Quest, the game show How High is Snoop Dogg, and much more. So call now and yell to the cable people, "I want my MTV." All right. You want to teach your kids about drug use? Then get the Shooting Up Sally doll today. From the makers of toys such as Shooting Up Sally and Snorting Steve comes vaccinated Vicky. She can't catch Corona, or can she? Ooh. And parents potty training your kid Parents, potty train your kid with ease with the Nintendo Wii Wii. Wireless toilet sewed separate. And there you guys go. That's the ads of the week. Hope you enjoyed them. I know you guys will tune in next time to hear more. Yeah, because, you know, I'm hilarious. And yeah. But anywho, let's get back to the show, guys. And where was I? Oh, yeah, I was talking about the vaccine. I'm not getting vaccinated, blah, blah, blah. Let's talk some more. Oh, yeah, let's talk some more about this president, man. Now, the president is pulling all of our troops out from over there, right? So the Taliban is celebrating the military withdrawal. They're celebrating by suicide bombing a goat. Yes. And the way the world is right now, they're just going to say the goat died of corona. So it doesn't matter what they do. They can shoot the goat in the head on TV, and then it'd be like, the goat died of corona. Well, anyways, that was a joke that might have went under somebody's head or over some people's heads, or I don't know, might have made you giggle. Who knows? I'm going to file that in my trusty trash can next to me here. But anywho, like I said, hope everybody had a great week, all joking aside and all the bullshit aside. Tune in again this week sometime. I'll be doing another episode, maybe this weekend. I'll write everything for it the next couple of days, and we'll do it this weekend. I hope everybody, you know, enjoys the rest of their week. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. If it's not your birthday, happy not your birthday. I mean, I don't know what else to fucking tell y'all. Don't be licking doorknobs and all that nonsense, you know. 6 feet away. If you get vaccinated, stay even further away because you'll probably catch it. Because that's all I've been hearing the last few weeks is people that are vaccinated are catching it quicker right now. So everybody out there, just try to stay safe. That's about it, guys. Hopefully Shane and Lacey will be back next week. If not, we'll have another update, and we'll see how Shane's underground kangaroo fighting goes. He also told me this, and I don't know how true this is, but he said if it goes well with the whole underground kangaroo thing in Australia, him and Paul Hogan are going to be tag teams to fight some gators down there. So we'll see how that goes, and maybe I can go visit or something down in Australia, help them fight some gators or some kangaroos or something, I don't know. But anywho, I just want everybody to know the most important thing ever, and this right here is the thing that everybody needs to remember. I hope everybody listen up. Everybody's listening, got your ears cleared. Remember this. Roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting.